Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, happy Friday to everybody out there in Saturday Nation. It's great to be back and better than ever. Back like vertebrae, as my friends at Nauta by Nature, not because I hate ya, like to say. Hey, it's a random download. Every now and again, I like to just do a random download. I've got nothing prepared. Well, hell, I got nothing prepared anyway when I start gripping it and ripping it with the Everyday Saturday podcast. But today, literally, I'm just going to talk. Like, we're hanging out, having a cup of coffee, and what's on my mind? What's on my mind? Item number one. Item number one is you got to go to the calendar and book your 30-minute power call, because I'd be offended if you didn't. If you got to launch a dream, not got to, if you want to, right now, you're passionate about something, go to everydaysaturday.com/calendar. Let's chat. Come on. Let's do it. Don't be afraid of a 50-year-old Midwestern dad of four. I'm not going to harm you at all. I'm probably just going to inspire you to get after it and make every day Saturday. All right, item number one, haven't had meat in 7 days. Why haven't I had meat in 7 days? I had a pork chop last Friday. And by the way, happy March. It's March 1st. So just so you know, 2019's already 3 months into it. So had a pork chop last Friday. I've been eating a lot of meat in 2019, and I'm not a vegan. But I know, I just know, you know, too, you know, when your body's telling you, dude, come on now, you're not putting the right kind of gasoline in the engine now, come on, let's go. So I reached out to my buddy, Thomas Tadlock, who trained me 4 years ago. I was looking at photos from 2015 on my, computer, cause I wanted to find a real good one of Susan, because we're coming up on a lot of just, great times back 4 years ago when she came home from the hospital and all that good stuff. And I saw photos of me 4 years ago, and I started to weep emotionally, like Ross on Friends when he broke up with Rachel. And he's just looking out the window crying. That was me looking out the window sobbing, thinking about my body in 2019 and 2015. So I texted Tadlock, and I said, hey, dude, how's it going? And I was just hoping like a jilted girlfriend he would reach back out to me. And he did. And he called me, actually. I go, wow, that's the fastest I've ever got a response from a text. He goes, well, I've just got off a call. I saw your text. How you? But we haven't talked in, I don't know, maybe a year or so. He's a vegan. He's a vegan bodybuilder. He's also just a great guy. And so I was like, hey, I just saw photos from 4 years ago. I started to cry and thought of you. He goes, you're weird. I know. That is not what we're debating, I hope. I just wanted to call to say I got to get back at it, man. I'm overweight. I'm 207, 208, something like that. And I just don't feel right. My body doesn't feel right. He goes, well, what were you when we first started working out, like when you were just out, just fat, white, and pasty back in January 2015, just this big old load of goo? What were you then? I was 202. He goes, what are you now? I go, 207. Oh, yeah. Ooh. He goes, how's the green smoothies coming along? I go, not good. Not having any. Haven't had any in forever. Oh, geez. Like, come on, man. And then, so that was it. That's all I needed. Recalibrated right then and there. Got up the next day. What do you think I had? I had more kale in one day in a Vitamix. By the way, the Vitamix blender, I mean, that thing, I haven't used it in a while. Why? That thing could literally grind your shoes up if you wanted to do that and drink it. I mean, it does everything. So loaded up the kale, spinach, been drinking green smoothies every day. Been running. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and just dropped a ridiculous amount of money. I won't even tell you because I never shop at Dick's. Did I share this on a podcast already about going to Dick's? Anyway, bought all the, I got these men's leggings you wear in the cold weather because it's 20 degrees, 30 degrees running. So I'm doing that deal with shorts over them outside doing cardio. I just got back from the gym. I had to run today because I just didn't want to. All my leggings actually were in the wash. So actually went to the gym, worked out today. I've worked out, this is day 7, no meat. Yesterday, didn't do any exercise whatsoever. It was our wedding anniversary. Thank you to everybody that fired me a quick DM on Insta or Twitter or wherever. Said happy anniversary. Thank you. My wife and I went out to dinner last night. It was nice. You know, we go to our favorite place, DeShays, right here. I mean, every single time. It's just, it's when the service is good and the food's good, why try anything else? We do get a little freaky sometimes and maybe go to a Mexican place. But by and large, if we go someplace, it's going to be DeShays. I fired back 3 Cabernet red wine, and I had the salmon with a chopped salad, asparagus, side of broccoli. My wife had French onion soup and a salad, I think, because she had already eaten with the kids prior to. Anyway, great night. So I didn't work out yesterday. All right, that's brain dump number one is, and I'm planning on having meat right now. I just feel better. Now, and here's the other thing. Exercise is addicting. Okay, it really is. I feel like I've said this, so I must have talked about this on the podcast Monday or Tuesday, so forgive me. But anyway, it's still worth repeating because it's that important. Hell, I should say this every day on the show. Exercise is addicting. I mean, once you do it, your body wants more of it. Even if it's only a 5-minute walk, you want to do a 10-minute walk the next day. And you know what else is addicting? Success. You know what else is addicting? Helping people. You know what else is addicting? Adding value. See, here's what happens. When you finally decide to launch your dream, and you go for it, it's addicting. Not because, oh, I got to have more money, got to have more money, got to have more. It's not that at all. Not that at all, man. It's about, man, I got to create more content. This feels good. Even if you're not getting any feedback because you literally just started and nobody knows you, that's great because it feels good. You don't look no more than you look at the scale. I haven't even looked at the scale in a week, which is unusual for me because usually I'm so that guy, you know, jumping on the scale. Oh my God, how did I gain 3 pounds? I've been doing cardio for 5 days. Somebody hold me. That's not what I do anymore. I mean, looked at a scale. I just know my body is reacting in an amazing way. And so no more than that do you look when you do a Facebook Live to see how many views you got, or a podcast, how many downloads you got, or YouTube, how many views you got. You don't do that right away. You do it to create the content knowing 90 days later, that's when you're going to start seeing a lot of the rewards coming in. Rewards being people saying, hey, cool stuff. Whoa, just found you. Hey, can we talk? Things like that. But if you never get started, then you never get those kinds of rewards, you know? So success is addicting. Adding value, being a thought leader, just owning that message. Man, you got to own your message. And it's just your message. That's how easy it is. It's so easy. I know. I get so frustrated sometimes because people want to make it difficult. You want to make this difficult. I don't know why you want to make this, but you want to make this difficult. Take your experience. One thing, just take one. You probably got 10 things that you're really good at, and don't let the negative self-talk. I don't care. You're not going to argue for your limitations, because when you argue for your limitations, they're all yours. You can have them, okay? But you're not going to debate me on how you don't have intellectual property that you can start earning 6 figures with right away and then into 7 and 8 figures when you want to and live a lifestyle of complete freedom. You can't argue that. Now, you can argue you don't have the drive, you don't have the momentum, you don't have the focus, you don't have the commitment, you don't have the accountability. Okay, I agree with all of that. Sure, you need those components. But you can't argue that you don't have greatness inside that you can share starting right now and replace your income in a New York minute if you're in a business or if you're an employee. It doesn't matter. But, boy, not doing what you love to do, that's a shame. That's a shame because, you know, forget about how long it's going to take. The time is going to pass regardless. You know, it's not like, oh, it's going to take 2 years. Yeah, okay, great. Great. That's awesome. So 2 years from now. Think how fast 2 years ago went, 2017. 2017, we moved into our 200-year-old farmhouse here. That's how fast that goes, you know? 2 years, that quick. I got a daughter graduating high school this year. She was a sophomore 2 years ago. Where the hell did the time go? Oh, my God. So 2 years from now, the time's going to pass anyway. And then you're going to be saying, well, now it's too late. I should have done it in 2019. See, you can't win. Your mind's going to... The enemy's going to attack wherever the crack in your armor is. And if the crack in your armor is that inner voice, this low self-confidence, the enemy's always going to win that debate. And you can't beat him because his only trick's a lie. There's no truth to any of that. So if the time's going to pass anyway, why don't you just do it? You know, why don't you dedicate an hour or two or three or five to your dream every day, create great content, help people, add value, whatever that looks like, hang some drywall, mow a lawn, dig a ditch, trim some trees, go sing a song, whatever. You can make money doing all of that and more. you know, help people, add value to their lives. And then that's when the Saturday lifestyle kicks in. So that's kind of the Friday download. This feels good, man. I might do this every Friday. Just download. I think we're going to call it the Friday download. Is there a day of the week that rhymes with D that could be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Nope. Friday download. That's it. Just created a new thing, which I probably won't even stick to, but I'm going to try to. Friday download, grip and rip. Hope you like the show today. Make sure we connect. Everydayisaturday.com/calendar. Let's talk about your dream now. You can't wait. There is no tomorrow, Rocky. There is no tomorrow. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.